you, Music Nation. All those who have spoken before me, thank you. Imret, that was funny. And you said you came for a prayer charge. I said, wait, what? That's going to be interesting. Let me see. Wow, we still do that. And Pastor Ndidi, what a powerful word. That was life. I wanted to come back to that scripture, and you've got to give me some short time tonight as we deal with the prescriptional medicine for the nation family. Tonight, my fixation is going to be on how the few can help the many. So that's where I'm trying to get to. And to get there, I'm going to be proposing many theories from experience and from the Word. First from the Word, then from experience. So, in other words, what I'm trying to show you tonight is the importance of your calling and refusing, empowering you through the Word to refuse to be intimidated by the many. Is it consistent with history and science that is always the few that helps the many? And is it consistent? Yes. But why then do we keep reminding ourselves? Why don't we just tell ourselves that's what it is and let people go? No. Everyone at every stage still has doubts. The reason for the Word is to plant faith on the inside of you. Faith, and this faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of creation. And so when we gather ourselves in our chief place of concourse like this, what we're doing is planting that faith, because I bet you, sometimes, most times, you, depending on your word level, sometimes when it's gone down and you're scraping, doubt is in you. Doubt about seed is in you, regardless of who you are. Doubt about soul winning. Doubt about what is right. Because you have a world that is influencing you to behave one based on your feeling. So the empower feeling, the self feeling, the advertised feelings. So the feeling is how you're supposed to act, because they are constantly selling it. And the popular people who sell feelings are people who overcame their own feelings, but know how to make money through yours. So they appeal to feelings. They have coordination, color coordination, the things that appeal to the eyes. And so you are, the only way to truncate that, the only way to overcome that is the level of word you have. It is only word that can make you behave based on convictions rather than feelings and opinions and likes. Did you hear what I just said? Conviction is how to live. Conviction eventually works. At the start, the manifestation, the start manifestation of conviction is slow. But when it gets pace, when it gets its bearing, it wins. And so those of us who are preachers of faith, those of us who are preachers and leaders of conviction, must have constant word that keeps us on that track. Otherwise, the doubts of the word, feelings and opinions and likes will overwhelm you. And so you have to check the temperature of your neighbor tonight and make sure that they are not cold. You're not going to do that, right? No, you've got to do it to him, because don't think because he's in, okay, can feel the flame. There's flame. Pastor David, you didn't check your neighbor, right? Is there flame there still? Are you sure? Conviction brings flames. The flames of fire that burns through the night. The reason why we burn the night candle, our convictions. The reason why we want to top the chart, our conviction on what is right. So that we are not intimidated by fake giants. Can I tell you something? Are you sure you're ready for the word tonight? Anyone who is not doing something no one has done before is not worth to be your hero. Someone tell me, because someone feels old too. So also does African musicians do. Because you talk through your nose. You have the guts to come and say, PT rides a Ferrari. Well, let me ask you a question. Do I know you? How come you're a musician? I've never been a musician. How come you can see me, but I don't see you? So who is the superstar here? It is the lights that you see. The lights don't see you. So tell Mr. Young Advertisement, the real light and his father is here. I'm their father. I'm the father. Tell him there's no Young Advertisement here. This is the billboard, PT, London City. And his record label should tell him, if you're a big boy, you don't speak with envy and jealousy. If you heard that speech, he's envious. I'm your father. You will bow. All of you, Satan's kid. I own this town. Yehoshua is Lord. Simple. Talk to me, Francis, now. Who is a rapper? Are you kidding me? A rapper exists today, will go tomorrow. Another rapper will come. There will be no two PTs in this lifetime. Apart from the sons and daughters will grow up in this house. Those are the 1,000 PTs. If you want to check a world leader, a revolutionary, tell them, show me your men and your women, your people, your crew. We've got a crew of leaders here. We are the real record label. Because history will record us. That's record. Scriptures tonight. Just a little welcome. Someone sings drugs their way through till now and can't give more than Harvey Hare. How old are you, Harvey Hare? Where's Harvey? How old is she? 22. Not a rapper. Not an influencer. Hairdresser. Simple. Let's not dress in hair. Gives more than you. Children. And the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father. You are the light of the world. Let's start from there today. You are the light of the world, the city set upon the hill. So I've told you the agenda tonight is for you to walk out of this place tonight knowing that you are a world on your own. You live in this physical contraption, but when you move, a whole system moves in you because of the hands that were laid upon you. The laying on of hands was not just on your ordination day. It was on the day you were ordained, birth. Your birthday was your ordination day. The fact that you were created in this world means that you were destined for something. And the time comes in your life when you connect, your teachers, your leaders will stir up your heart, will give you the boldness and the courage to stand up to be what you need to be in life. Will give you the boldness, the courage to stand up to be what you will be in life, even if it doesn't look popular, even if it doesn't look acceptable by the community. That's why I said your conviction first. Your conviction more than likes. Your convictions more than opinion. your conviction. So each time God, the grandmaster of the universe, each time he wants to change the world or influence a certain part of the world, he gets out a few people. How do we emphasize? How do I make you grow faith on the few, helping the many? Because sometimes the few can be confused. They can actually think with the help of the many, they will help the many. The many already can't help themselves. They don't know how to choose their leader. They don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know how to build a community. They don't know. That's why they are looking for leaders. And leaders are often created by the few. Have you heard the story or the saying of the 1% before? The 1% is not a destiny, it's a choice. Did you hear what I just said? It's a choice. Yes, I believe there is a hint of destiny there. The hint of destiny, why am I not going to explain? The hint of destiny that makes the 1%, because you're already here. Are you going to preach with me tonight? You're already here. Something led your feet here. It is the 1% calling that led your feet here. And there is a daily agenda against you to keep convincing you that you are not 1%. That you are not more special than any other person outside there. But even if you don't believe the incidents and the occurrences of your life, you should believe the fact that you are sitting here with me tonight. You are listening to at least a 1%. Tonight, it is your calling, including those who are watching online. This is destiny. Destiny brought you here. And destiny asks you a question tonight. Will you make a choice to follow this through with faith? Are you listening to me tonight? Destiny brought you. Choice will keep you. Destiny brought you. Choice will allow you to ignore all the negativity, all the doubts in your heart, all the impossibilities that your parents and your community gave you. That's going to be a choice that cannot be destiny. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice because the same thing happens to us all. We sometimes make the same mistakes like Mr. ABC. We have limitations. You know, it doesn't seem as if the rich or the successful or the 1% has limitations, right? Because you don't hear it. Because the more you grow, because you are pushing, the more you're growing, the more you talk less about your limitation, because people literally really don't care about your struggle or your problems. They really don't care. And you will grow to a point where you realize there's no need to share it. It is, they need help. They are not trying to help you. They themselves need help. So you're going to have to make a choice. Will you be the help or the helper? This house is the few that are the helpers. Am I talking to you? I don't care if you are 15 or 50. It's a house of helpers, not a house that seeks divine help. We are the help for our nation. We are the light of the world. This calling is upon you, but you will have to make a new choice. As we announce this week as our founders week, is our founders week. The founders, those who are still standing in the place where God called them, those who are still family heads, those who are house leaders, those who are soldiers by choice, not by luck. Are you listening to what I'm saying tonight? By choice. And what I'm trying to say with Founders Week is, if you're a 15-year-old listening to me tonight, your greatest ambition in life is to be a family head as well. You've got to make a choice of a day will come when PT will announce my name as a family head. And of course, I deserve that in this city. I am not a rapper. I came here at the age of 25. But I found a tool and a mad skill. Do you understand? Look at this scripture. First of all, let me, before I come to the light, John, if you were of the world, they will love you as they love their own. Let me actually start with that. I've started, but let me just flow with that. Choice is why the few are the few, but they are not the few so that they can brag. They are the few so that they can help the many. It's always the principle of raising people. It calls out the families. The reason why we are families is destiny, first of all. But we have to make that choice. Those of you who are given certain industries, you have to make the choice to make that industry work. And if we're going to do that, we have to ignore the world for a long time in order to help the world. And the world includes everybody around you, plus them and plus everyone. Look at this scripture, please.
John 15, verse 18.
Talk to me. John 15, 18.
If the world hates you.
If the world hates you. If they dislike you. Yehoshua says to you to know. You know.
That it hated me before it hated you.
Did you hear that? They can't love us like they are drug addicts. It hated him first. It gives them the principle of helping the world. That does not now mean we say we hate the world, for God so loved the world. But he knows, and he says these people, they don't know their helpers. Unless the helper make a choice to rule and to run them regardless of their hate. Are you listening to me tonight? Regardless, if the world hates you, know that they hated me before. But first principle in this, first thing a world person must see in this, people must know you to hate or love you. I don't know of any hated church in UK. Why? They don't know them. So, is the first principle in this talk is that you must be known. You must be seen. So we found a skill. We found a billboard. We found something by which we will be known. Hatred or love only comes through being known. So don't fear hatred. Fear darkness. Fear irrelevance. Hi, you didn't hear me. Don't fear any other thing than being in this world as if you are not here. Many churches hate us as well because they actually want to be hated. The short churches, though. Things go on in churches, but let it be Pete's church. And everybody, let me just leave that. Everybody will talk, but he gives us a principle here. Why is this scripture important for you? In a world where you, as a young lady, a young man, in a world where you want to be validated by fools, validated by people who add nothing, he has to tell you this scripture that the number one thing that confirms you as the 1% is hatred from the world, not darkness. I'm looking for a better word. Not irrelevance. He says, I won't judge you for their hatred for you. I will judge you for them not even knowing. Not knowing that you exist is the judgment. Not knowing that you came here is the judgment. Not being a light is the judgment. That is the ult. That is the sin. That is the offense you can have against nature. That's the offense you can have against God. That with all the God-given natural ability and talent and the word that you're given, that you end up not being known. And that is not just Sam. That's not PT. That's not PTJ. That's not Oni. That's not Reverend Dapo. That's not PK. That is the work you involved your life in. Heal it, Pastor Nikki, is your lifetime work. If the word hates it, it's better than we never heard heal it. And anyone in the house that hates it is just the world. It doesn't matter who. If the world hates the nation family, it is only consistent with the greatest man who ever walked the face of the earth. This was God speaking. It is consistent with it. I'm not giving myself a consolation word. Have you not seen me? So you can't think I'm consoling myself. The more they hate, the more rude I am in their face. Not able to ignore. I'm a real bastard, really, to the world, really. Really, like they're thinking, are you crazy? Trouble, yeah? Troublesome. Disturbed. Like you're gonna see us by force. Sometimes you've seen us and you quickly say, well, I love that shoot. It's consistent with God on earth. Any anything you love most must hate you first. Then it submits, not love. The world is never going to love what is right. They will submit to what is right. They will submit to conviction. They won't love it. They will submit to it. And if you think about the rulership of the world, it is submission, not love. They will never ask their musicians to rule them. They are supposed to sing and go their way. Another one will come as that one gets older, it fades off. But for those who are leaders, the older you get, the more relevant you become. That's leaders. You get older, you get more relevant. You understand how to lead people more. So don't let us jump the gun. Let us be consistent with the principle of the few helping the many. Leaders. Hatred first, but knowledge of the person first. Knowledge, not likes. Knowledge. Hate is the best way. The best way to greatness. Best way. And it is to you it has been given to understand the mystery of the kingdom. You, those whose ears are circumcised. Circumcision means the cutting away of the foreskin, what takes away the blockage. Those whose ears are circumcised by the matter and the instrument, the sharp blade of seed. The sharp blade of seed will cut off the foreskin so that you can hear, so that there is nothing you are afraid of, so that you can hear the word clearly. The sharp blade for your circumcision is the seed. So those who are circumcised in their ears tonight, you are the ones I'm talking to tonight, that hate is important in the journey of a person's life. And don't take my word for it. Take God's word on earth for it. Read that scripture one more time.
If the world hates you.
After that, I warned Joseph, and the whole world came. Thank you.
If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you.
Verse 19.
If you were of the world would love its own.
It loves its own. Why does it love its own? Its own does not deliver it. Because to deliver a person, you must challenge their comfort zone. To deliver a person, you must change how they think. And the last thing anyone wants to do is to get out of their belief system. They don't want to leave religion alone, because religion is just a cleansing. Religion is what you do after extreme wickedness. Religion is what you do after you are disgusted about yourself. You use it as a penance, as a cleansing for your own soul. That is what it is meant for. And religion grows when wickedness grows. Religion's graph chart, stock market chart, is consistent with wickedness. The more it goes up, the more religion goes up. They work simultaneously on the same line. They grow together like 5 and 6, or what you will call Siamese twins. That is religion and wickedness. The world has never seen the prolification of religion like this before, yet it is so wicked without repentance. But it doesn't matter. That's their own problem tonight. Hate here is driven by the demand for knowledge. So it tells us, leave that scripture on the screen, please. Yet because you are not of the world, tell me.
Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out.
What makes you not part of the world? Your choosing. Because I chose you out of the world. So it needed the world. It still loves the world. It loves the system. But how will it save some from it? It needs to choose some. You're not of the world, yet because I chose you out of the world, therefore
the world hates you.
The first thing, once you're chosen, hate is very important. And so you realize we're not saying this as nobodies. There are people in the corner of their room talking about how people hate them. No, this one is driven by your choosing, by him choosing you. The first hallmark to know a chosen person is the hate from the world. I repeat, this is not consolation. This is scripture. This is God talking to the people who are going to change the world. These 12 disciples will change everything. These 12 disciples, they are going to see them soon and say, these are they that change, turn the world upside down. I need you to read that scripture so that it does not look as if we are consoling ourselves. We are telling ourselves on the right track. And on this right track, you have to keep your focus. Remember, the principle of the few helping the many has to constantly be mentioned so that you can grow in faith and you can truncate every doubt. If you were of the world will love its own. They love their actors because they are not waiting for any actor to lead them. Actors, musicians, do not idolize these people. You know why? You will be way lesser than them. Keep them as what they are. Entertainer, simple. The moment you want to look into their marriage life, what they drink, what they don't drink, you become way lesser than them by choice and by destiny. And that's fine for the world. They sell things to them. They sell feelings to them. But you were chosen by the world. You are a God on your own. You are kings on your own. You are queens on your own. You are world people on your own. You are not lesser than them. They are just meant to be paid to entertain you. Don't calculate their pay and look at your background of poverty. Don't do that. That's not how kings behave. It's not the behavior of kings. They are just paid to entertain you. You are paying them to entertain you. You are their employer. When you don't like them anymore, then what? If you were of the world, the world will love his own. Yeah, they will love their home because they already know their home. Their home is not going anywhere. Where are you going to? He said, this guy just bought a mansion of 100 billion in Czechoslovakia. What is a mansion of 100 billion? What does that mean? As in, you mean sitting room and parlor, a bedroom. What does that mean? You see, these people can sell to you to the point where you are fixated on nothingness. Someone says, so what is a great life? Your houses. Leadership. What is a great life? Scooping death. Death. Scooping dirt. And making it into humans. Living souls. That is the definition of greatness. Don't trade that for bricks and mortals. You are not slaves. You are not sons of servants. You are sons and daughters of the Most High. You are creators. Are you listening to me tonight? This is the mindset of kings. This is what your parents should have told you from childhood, that you are a royal priesthood. You are a city set upon the hill. You are the light of the world. And you are not defined by material possessions. You understand how to turn death to living souls, because that is the first job God did. It's the first thing he did. Finish this scripture, please. But I chose you. I wanted to emphasize on that. If you have a better translation, you let me know. The battle against your soul is to make you feel common. It's to make you feel like you're not any special person. But I'm telling you now, if you were not, you won't still be here listening to me. I managed to distinguish myself despite every other temptation. I'm not them. And I'll never be them. Not an African preacher, and I'll never be. You understand? It doesn't matter how come and be blessed is, how popular it is. I would rather be a cat, and I don't like cats. I prefer dogs. If I say I'd rather be a dog, that would be dignifying. Rather be a cat than a Pentecostal revivalist. It's better to just be a cat. You know those black cats that just kiss them. And they say, that's your mother that turned to a cat. I like that. I'll appear their revival on their way home. When these guys feel blessed, just appear and say, oh, my blessings are gone. I don't know why this cat came. I know these people. They are feeble-minded. They are fickle. They are weak, mostly less than humans. They are mind programmed by the invincible. And they believe it with all their lives. Someone will almost want to say, but you can't blame them. You can definitely blame them. Everyone will get to that place of lunatism as rejected sense at some point in their lives, including those who gave birth to most of us. At a point, they had sense. Then they said, we have come out of the world. We are now in the Lord. I mean, they said, sense, goodbye, sense. Thank you. I will no longer be thinking from today. I will be a very useless man who just believes anything anybody tells me, as long as it's spiritual. I saw a video today. They said a old man is preaching, holding the Bible. Then he goes, and they say, power as of old. Holy Spirit as of old. So this, they said, that's the Holy Spirit as of old. That's your Holy Spirit. You need mental check. So vibrating. And I don't want to use the word I want to use next because it's going to go rough. Vibrating. Vibrating is the Holy Spirit as of old. No, don't let us go there, sir. Pastor PTJ Jr. is pushing me to go there. I'm a reformed guy now. Look at this scripture. Let's finish it, please. I said leave it on the screen. Does this disturb me from being seen, guys? It's just letters. I'm still seen. Can you still see me, sir?
But I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you.
Because every time the 1% is chosen, you don't know if they are different. The reason for eight, why eight is important, is that it shows you that you've become different from normal. So it must not be your feeling that makes you different. It can't be your feeling. It has to be the eight of the people. Otherwise, every one of us can feel anything. You can actually feel chosen. Have you seen people who come on social and say, I'm chosen, I'm the king? It's a feeling, it's a talk. Let us see it by the science of the one who made all this contraption called life. Let us base it on his logic, on his science. If the world hates you, but because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world has to hate you. What is the sign of the chosen? Hate. When we are true tonight, you would never have loved hate like this. People, you'll be begging, can I please be hated? Anytime you see special people on the face of the world, it is it first. Then they get to be world leaders because of submission, not because of love. People have to come to a place where they realize they have no choice but you. That is the choice part. You didn't hear me. I'm sorry. You didn't hear me. If you heard me, you will react better than that. I said you have to come to a place that people will know that they have no choice than you. And that is the choice you have to make. If they are still not leaning on a law or clause, still not leaning on whatever, is because you haven't made enough choice. Our choice tonight, walking out of here tonight, we must choose to make sure they have no choice. It's not me, it's your God speaking to you. Meaning it's the Spirit of God speaking to you. It's saying tonight, make a choice that they will have no choice. That wherever they turn to, they will find stagnation. Family, there is a choice we have to make. They will have no choice. Pharaoh had no choice, but Joseph, a man sent to prison by the system of the world, locked up for 3.5 years. But when famine came, when the king had nobody to interpret his dream, guess what? He has no choice, because Joseph has chosen that a time will come that they will have no choice. We have to make sure they don't have a choice. Talk to me, nation, family. It's a choice you make. It is not a luck that happens to you. And we're saying to our Givers Club that finances is a choice we made. They believe we are billionaires, and that's fine. They will realize they have no choice. It takes courage to keep projecting that image. It's courage. You didn't hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? It's courage. We know perception. We know sometimes because of those projections, some doors are not open. Sometimes because the world only chooses those who deceive them. That's what they choose. But guess what? We cannot. They will have to submit. It's a choice. Our conviction is a choice. Ade, are you listening to me? It's a choice. Every one of us can be tempted to do funny things and become baby mamas, baby fathers. But for you, it's a choice you make. So please don't come and tell me, I'm so sorry, Satan. You made a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice to answer the call of destiny. The word that you've been hearing in the house, or to reject it by your action. But I don't care what you tell me, I'm going to see your action. They speak louder than your words, yes? So it's not, we don't want you to sin. We don't want you to do this. We don't know. We're saying, show me your choice. Don't just tell me. It is important to say it first, but it's important to follow it up. When every tempting and temptation comes to be just another human, to be just another person, and I'm not saying it is wrong to be human, but he says, those of you who, because of the nation, have gone through hate, are you going to throw this hate away? If Jade comes out and tells the world, I became a baby mama when I was 15. Tells the world, I had schizophrenia or some stuff like that. I was depressed so much so that they dragged me through the street of Croydon on the floor. Some madness. Guess what the world will do? They will love her. Hey, they will give her money. By the way, they hate her. They will, yes, they will empower her theatric heart. They love it. Why? Why do they love it? Because they know, guess what? You are not going anywhere. You are part of us. They will respond. Forget security. They will headlock and they will be friends. Thank you. I'm trying to judge you guys. Am I a gangster? Am I a young advertisement? This guy will not hear the last of this thing until everything pafuka for them. And he will. Just going to keep speaking. That balloon burst. They will love her because she's not going anywhere. But you see, the day she's chosen, the day she comes to this world, the day Pastor Sam becomes a leader, the day she begins to declare that she's a king. Forget queen. To be a queen, you have to be married. She's a king. The day she begins to declare she's a leader, the hate from the world will be unprecedented. If she falls for that hate, instead of use that hate, you use hate to be more blatant. You use hate to project your convictions more. Because each time you are doing that, the people of convictions, who are the majority quiet, the silent majority, they are finding courage in the corner of their room. The quiet majority don't speak first. They speak when their champion comes out. They don't speak first. They speak when they realize that not just as their champion come out, their champion can stay outside for a while. They realize that this guy is not dying. then you begin to see the power of the silent majority. They begin to come, and when the silent majority are ready, the other people, because they are fickle and weak, they will submit. They don't have to love, they just need to submit. We are not asking the world for love, we're asking them for submission. Guess what? Why are we not asking them for love? We have enough love. Their validation don't bring us a sense of fulfillment. We validated ourselves. The word has validated us. The blood has validated us. And family has validated us. Are you listening to me tonight? I can stay on this scripture all night. Use eight. The only eight you cannot have is the eight of your fellow family or leader within the house. And say, oh, I know it hates me, but I will now use it. That one, that means you're going to die off. Talking about the world, those who have not been called out, those who are just, and by the world, you know, the presentation of the world we had was just some wicked people who do funny things. Do you know that you are hardly different from them? In behavior, you're not different from the world in behavior. You're not different from the world in your imperfections. But we're not talking about perfection. We're talking about call. Being chosen. Being chosen is the real perfection. Did you hear what I just said? The fact that he called you. For the scripture says, for those that he called, it is those that he called that he justified. In other words, if I actually really need a Pastor Nikki, I will call her, and regardless. So you are wasting your time if you are spending time telling me about our flaws. I really don't care. I'm saying she's called. Is she still answering? Is she still making a choice to be a great leader? The word pity delivered to her. Is she still leading elite? Is she still doing this? That is our perfection. That is where our righteousness is, in the Eden of the call, not in what she does wrong or right. Because you will report someone, you probably are doing the same in another way. So I really don't care. It is those who are not listening, answering the call anymore, that are in sin according to nationalism. For those he called, tell me, Pastor Faith, quickly.
And we know that in all things, God works for the good.
In all things, God works. In eight, he works. For we know that in all things, including our mistakes, in that he works. So when people want to say, okay, so are you saying the eight is just because you guys didn't do anything wrong? I can't picture what we did wrong, but all I know is in all things, he works. In our shortcomings, he works. Why? Because we heard him call us, and we were daring enough. We had courage to be different. It takes courage to be different. Weak people cannot stand out. Weak minds, they like validations. They cannot stand out. So we answered the call, and right now I can assure you, he's looking at us through the lens of history, and he can see people who are giants on the face of the earth, real leaders who are leaders indeed by heart and by guts. It takes guts to be different. It takes guts to face all the Goliath that you faced in this city, and you're still speaking. Guess what? Thank you for that clap from the back. Thank you. You know, oh, Pastor Sam still preached powerfully about this week. In all of David's story, he's gone to the forefront to give his brothers who were in army uniform. These guys look like the ones to face Goliath, but they can't face anything. They just like uniform. Because with uniform, you look like you can fight. You know uniform? Let me show you uniform. This thing now. Sometimes I face you, the devil. This thing, to face the devil. The devil was the admin head for God. You are going to use King James printing. As in, I want you to think about how the devil is thinking. like a book that came way, as in, you know, admin. It was admin, it was the record label of God. It worked with him, admin, as in when he's talking, before Moses ever thought of being born, he wrote everything. Then you're going to take this and face him. I face you with the sword of the spirit. You're facing him with nylon bag and nylon paper. It's nylon bag. What was I saying before that? David went to give food. They were in uniform. Guess what uniform is? Sunday service. We're going to church. Uniform. It's uniform. It's not new. Night vigil. We used to do that. And now I'm thinking, why? For God's sake. Why are we shouting at night? Why? Why? Religion demands a level of madness to sustain it. Why are you shouting at night? We used to hate our parents. Our parents' friend who didn't like church. And one of my dad's friends just used to say, why is my daughter going to church? I said, I love Jesus. Said, but God, does Jesus love you? When he was alive, did he come to Nigeria? As in, he used to say, but he didn't come to Nigeria. As in, we didn't come here. We're sorting our nation out. You're sitting there instead of being someone that can help our nation. And you know then, because we were so young and very ridiculous, think this guy, the way he will be in hell. Religion, uniform. Uniform actually gives you the cloth of greatness and makes you stay away from the fight that brings greatness. It's uniform. And it's not just religion. Youthfulness can be uniform. So young people go to that church, you know. It's uniform. Young people who are brought up from church will go to church. They have a form and a cloth of greatness. But you see, your fight is what distinguishes you. It takes guts. It takes courage to be different. We would have preached difference instead of holiness. But I've just said, stand different. Not acts of do's and don'ts. Where that script, all the scripture holiness was for you to stand out. Not for you to have behavioral perfections. Because that's limited to time and your own perspective. He was at the forefront to give his brothers food because they are telling him he's not at the age of battle. He's too young to fight. But then he gets there and he sees this giant. And this giant roars at people with uniform. His brothers were in Saul's army. Saul was the world, the system that is already gone. Saul had the love of people, but not the arrows of God. He had the validation of people and the validation of young men like David's brother who will hear the armies of God being defiled, being humiliated daily and can't do anything about it. But they have uniform. What can Christians do in the world today? What can they do? What can Night Vigil do? You can't, if someone says, I believe in God and prayer, ask them to change Becton. 21 days of prayer and fasting. Challenge their God. Say, you dare don't challenge God. We challenge him. At least for once in history, if you keep getting challenged every day, you should act. You should just say, yeah! Bug out. Yes. Once. Change it. Change it. Stop knife crying for once. Remember when we followed the uniformed guys to Croydon, anti-knife crime crusade, Croydon that day. Old men and women who have believed all their life in a God that has eyes but cannot see. Have nose, cannot smell his own stuff. Has mouth but cannot speak. We were there shouting at him, but we came late purposely. We came late, we were shouting at him, and the boys that they were praying for were behind playing football. We cried in that they were playing football at the back. We're asking God, imagine humans that God crafted, made in his own image. They are crying to God to come and take knife off their children's hand. And God is looking at them, the real God is looking at them saying, you are failures here. You're asking me to come and take knife from the pocket of your child. They are your children. And if you're not careful, if you don't make a choice to leave them with no choice, you will still serve that God. Because they just didn't get there by default. They got there by purpose. David got there and he said, who is this guy? They said, he was born as a giant from his childhood. In other words, this guy is so good at war, nobody can face him. The guy has gone to science, nature has gone to add one more finger to his hand. He's a giant. He has 6 fingers in each hand, 6 toes. David is looking at him and saying, what is the meaning of that? They say, you don't understand this guy. He's a warrior from birth. His family line from childhood. They are trained to be warriors. David said, what's the meaning of that? His brother says, keep quiet. First thing that distinguishes us, our words before our victory. Thank you. Did you hear what I just said? Our words before our victory. And I'm not talking about the nonsense positive confession that the church taught you. I'm talking to men and women on the front line. You're on the front line. That's why I can talk to you like this. If a church calls me to come and speak, number one, I won't go because they don't have money. They don't have anything. Number two, if I go, I'll just preach whatever the hell that day I see the people doing. So don't be surprised if you see me preaching God of miracles. I'm just thinking, you are lost anyway. What should I be telling you? Nation building. I'm just going to smash a bad word, nice word, and the pastor will get rich and I'll walk away. I'll not just take out of their money because it's no money. It's nothing. But listen to this now. Why don't you go and preach on this church that to tell them what? You are nation builders. This guy, he cannot build anything. He's not a builder. He's a greedy guy. He says, what does that mean? So if he likes, he can have 12 toes in one leg. If he likes, he can have 2 heads. The only problem with his 2 heads is that we need 2 stones instead of 1. This is how those who are called behave and speak. It's their speaking first. It's not someone whose ego has been bruised and whose self-confidence is gone because of battles and because of marks. He's fought lions. He had marks. But he's looking at Goliath and saying, give me the opportunity to take this guy down. Let's stop all these. They filled Wembley. If you fill Wembley with empty heads, what does that mean? It means nothing. It's nothing. It's just a giant look at a better view of this person. You know how they will go out. So he goes and asks the king and the people. He asks his brothers. The reason why I said our words before our victory. Don't sleep on me. Our words before our victory is simple. Our doubts, the things that we've gone through, wants to silence us. Once it takes that confidence away from you, once the issues of life take confidence away from you, those of you who keep talking about past relationships, I don't care if you're trying to get it out, just vent it out. You are reenacting your past. You're speaking wrong words into the atmosphere. It's a state of retardedness. If you don't need that thing back, why are you still talking about it? So I just spoke to my leader about it. For what? He said, for counseling. I said, what is counseling? After all these words that you've heard, you still need to hear about something that died 3-4 years ago. You're bringing it back to life. Do you not understand how to erase something completely like it never happened? You talking? Falling off. You're falling from what is important. You're falling from grace. You're falling from light. descending into darkness where our parents were, going back there, walking there gradually, walking back on the reverse note, speaking things that are lesser than conquest and victory and nation taken and bringing down Goliath. You are bringing back weakness, bringing back fruitlessness, speaking it, and then your surprise, then it manifests. I'm not talking about positive confession. I'm talking about sight and words. Why are you seeing the past when we are all looking at Goliath, the future meaning if we get him down, we'll open another door to governance and grace and greatness. That's the future. The next battle is the future. David asks, tell me what is the reward for whoever gets this guy down. He's just saying, I've been at the backside for too long. If you give me this fresh battle, it will be the key. He just saw Goliath as a key into next level of wealth. Simple. Not what if he cuts my head? No, it's like, give me this guy. It's just my meal ticket. It's my ticket to being recognized by Saul. When Pastor Sam sets target, when Pastor Obi, all your leaders set target, it's your ticket to the next level. But if you have women and girls or guys who are talking about their pastor, then you know this is failure. It's a failure now. Just waiting for the right opportunity to hug his friend, Mr. Failure. It's a failure. Why are you talking about something you don't need anymore? You, in this being chosen, you have to be able to erase something completely. And then you also erase those who bring what you've erased. Do you understand eraser? And how many of you went to school? Do you know eraser? You write something and you erase it. That thing, you scrub it. And it will be like it's never there again. It's eraser. Anything you don't want to be must not journey with you. Telling me about, I'm talking to my leader about what? Anyway, he goes there and he uses one stone. Goliath was too easy. In fact, his bigness made him too easy. He's too visible. So in a minute, someone that is born as a warrior, they've gone to read. You know, the problem is you read the profile of people too much. And the more you are fixated on their profile, the smaller you will look. David is coming from the backside. He's just looking at, who is this salt thumb? Why are you standing out like a salt thumb? Is this a normal human? David was already tall and handsome. Then they are seeing someone like this pillar. Saying, why are you like this? Are you even supposed to be on earth? Why are you like this? What's this? And with one stone, he raises the guy. Winning is a mindset. Victory, conquest is a mindset. And every day something is trying to sell you the mindset of a failure. Remember this word. You were chosen. You were chosen to lead the world. It calls you out. How? What is the scientific endorsement on the fact that you are chosen? 8. So whenever you want to doubt this, you are chosen, think of 8 and worship based on 8. It is your proof of your call. Or it is the proof of your call. If it is not there, you are just another church. If it is not there, you are just another person. Do you know that the world wanted to love us? They actually tried. BBC came and they tried. They came not once, not twice, not three times. They actually wanted to love us. And God was warning us, if they love you, you didn't hear what I just said. If they love you, you are finished. That documentary will last maybe 1 week max. And they will relegate you to the backside where all their churches are. The place of irrelevance. Churches can fill stadium in this country and nobody relevant will know. Nobody will care unless if a man who they will dethrone tomorrow will go and give a birthday speech. They are so irrelevant, the world has never seen such before. They tried to love us. But the more they try to love you, the more God causes some of you to make mistakes, to prompt you to be hated. Because that's the only endorsement, the only proof that you are like him. And when it was prompting you, when it was tearing the heart of some of you up to move in certain direction, it looks like you made the mistake. But God was saying, it doesn't matter if it is James Musa's name online. It doesn't matter. I've called him. It will be what it needs to be, and nothing can stop it. Are you listening to me? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Use hate. You can't use love. You are the giver of it. You can't use love. You are the carrier of it. They don't have love. They don't have capacity to do it. They have capacity to suppress. That's why I use Jade as an example. If she stays in that field, she keeps begging. Then I saw online today, some days ago, someone just posted, Christians can beg. Christians are beggy people. The hell is this religion? Christians can beg. Hi. They beg God. They beg Satan. They beg witches. They beg wizard. They beg and beg and beg. Their pastors finish service and start begging the congregation. If you don't give me money, I won't build the cathedral. Please, please, sir. Please, ma. I will appeal to you, sir. Christians, if dogs have money, they will beg the dog. That's the hallmark of Christianity. They can beg. That's the religion you would attach your name to. Of course, you have to attach your name to it politically. Just put it there, you're a Christian, whatever. You can beg. We have to leave the world with no choice. That's the only way. That's the only way to all the world we've seen. And the whole world came to Joseph. Let me start closing.
Genesis 41 from verse 56.
I wanted to remember the story of Joseph. I've cut the one of David short. You all know how the story goes. He brought down Goliath. He became greater. And at the moment, they were singing. Saul has slain his 1,000. And David is 10,000. They were loving him. And something prompts him now. Something prompts Saul to make people hate the guy they just sang good about. And all of a sudden, David becomes the number one fugitive in town again. They just sang about him. But it is the endorsement. The people did not love David. It was a few that were called. Remember, and those who were in debt, those who were discouraged, those who were discontented, they came to him. They became his right-hand men and women. They fought alongside him. They were isolated, talking about the few to help the many. At that time, Judah and Israel were in crisis. No leadership. They were in trouble. The nation was going downhill. Who is going to save this nation? The guy that was banished to the backside of the desert with the few. With the few who had nothing doing than fight. What they did on a daily basis. Imagine, what is their definition at the backside of the desert? Fight. So if you are battle weary, if you are getting tired of fighting with your leaders on a daily basis, go back to the people. But if you believe that there is a throne set apart for us, it's there. For now, there are just placeholders there. But we're going to take it, and they don't have to love us for us to take it. We will leave them with no choice. They were the ones. I wanted to hear the prophecy of what would happen to this house. It was men from Judah that came to pick David to make him king by force. Because they've seen him, they've heard him fighting at the backside of the desert with the few, day and night. All they did was fight. David fought his own battle to a point where he was so battle conscious, so used to battle, that king started hiring him for battles. No, did you hear what I just said? David at a point was a mercenary for battles. He was just so used to battles that they paid him to fight. They paid the guy who is going to be the most prominent, powerful king to fight like bandits. You cannot be battle weary. You were called to fight this fight, and fight is daily. Do you understand this? In this period, there is no rest time. There is no kickback time. There is no let me put my feet on the table time. It is fight on a daily basis until the men of Judah and the men of Israel force us to be kings, because we will leave them with no choice. How do you become world leaders? Check from history. Daily fights. You fight in obscurity. You fight in the light. You fight anywhere, anytime, any day. If you attack, you're going to attack back and fight. I discovered something in our journey since 2019, especially. Every fight just wants you to be more weary. I'll explain what that means. You're fighting, and this is why I mentioned David and the quietness, but he kept speaking. And you're fighting, sometimes you're told, just be quiet. Don't do this. Don't do that. And God kept reminding us, are you going to do your conviction, or are you going to follow likes? These people can never like you because you're called. But they can submit. Yes. They can submit. No African leader becomes leader because people like them. They just have to force something through, because if he's left to those people, those ones, they will choose their deceiver. That's how they are programmed. Ignorance makes you choose your deceiver. Light makes you choose your leader. David was at the backside fighting, and the whole nation voted and made David king just because they know he can fight. And if he says he's going to fight for you, he will fight. Nation family, you have to be known as that. And not just known as that, you have to be known as that for a long time. They just know these guys will fight. We'll fight anything that comes against us. It doesn't matter if you lived with us. The moment you turn, we're going to fight all the same. The principle of using the few to help the many. Back to Joseph, please, as I attempt to round up. Thank you.
Genesis 41 from verse 53.
Tell me.
Then the 7 years of plenty which were in the land.
Remember what brought Joseph to the palace. First, ate from his own house. Yes, come on now, nation family. Yes, it was eight that validated his dream. It was eight that endorsed his dream. It was this eight that was validated his dream. Remember, he had a dream. And when he shared his dream, his brothers, I'm sure you're ready for that, hated him all the more. When he shared the second one, if we're sharing our dreams of becoming the most powerful, wealthiest family for the sake of the kingdom, eight. They just ate and said, who do they think they are? As in, rappers are chasing how you dress. They are chasing it, and they are weary. And guess what? They are not weary yet. The weariness will be unbelievable. Can't keep up. They're weary. It's like, how? Like daily, their son said, just wear it. Don't show it online. Where should I show it? If there's a mountain in central London that you can climb, and say, yeah, we will be climbing. Otherwise, why do I need to wear these things? For what? I'm not depressed like them. They will be weary. So they said, don't share the dream. Wow, if Joseph had not shared the dream. So sometimes when God shows you something, don't tell people. How? As in, the pastor even saying this, you ask, are you mentally okay? Do you not know that it was the sharing that led him to the next place? Are you? Why is that difficult to see? How? How did you come up with this theory? As in, you just turn logic upside down and you preach this thing. And they say, pray, all the attackers of my dream, they will not attack you. You have no dream. You have no future. There's nothing going on here. Those revival church said, this woman's dream, all the attack. Why is anybody attacking you to be a nurse? Why? Why? What's the issue with that? Satan don't want you to be a nurse. He set up the system for you. He's not attacking you to be a nurse. He's attacking you not to be a great nurse. A nurse that stands out. He doesn't want you to be those people from Life Family. He wants you to be the one that works and send money home to build a house they won't live in. He's happy. Tell me, please.
Genesis 37, quickly, verse 5. Now, Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more.
Do you see the validation for dreams? Hate is a necessary ingredient to prove that you are part of the 1%. And now Joseph had a dream. It could be your dream for personal freedom, your dream to be different, whatever it is. The nation family is just a bunch of dreams. And we are happy. We're going to worship in a minute. We're happy that we have the ingredient, the eighth ingredient that separates us to be part of the few. Otherwise, till today, we'll be attending CPR program, police commission program, police invitation movement program, police rally stuff, all those things we woke up in the morning to validate ourselves. God knows we tried. To help those who were looking for the validation of others, when they ran to these places, we supported them. We brought the numbers in. We organized for Metropolitan Police or Cosmopolitan, whatever the hell these people are. We helped them. But God says, you see this thing, they are good. But if they go and like you, you'll be them. In these meetings, this way we should have known. In these meetings, I sat down with the police to help them on youth crime many times. You're looking at older men. Older men. Like 60 years old. You know those bags they carry? It's not the Louis Vuitton you people coffee carry. So it's far from Louis Vuitton. This is the flat big one. You come at 60. They said, then they were, the police would say, the police people were sitting in their big office. Then they will allow everybody to talk for 1 minute. Then they'll just say, Pastor, are you ready now, sir? And God is saying, if these people like you, you see you here, yeah? At 60, you'll be them. Here now. And then there will be a 30-year-old boy too. You will now remember. You will wonder, why am I here? As in, listen to me now. I'm saying this publicly maybe for the first time. The police will text me saying, so-and-so will come to the meeting, but can we have a meeting earlier so that when they come, these are MBAs, so that when they come, yeah, we'll just do another meeting. We don't want them to come. But you come early, so we'll talk. We'll finish the real talk. Then they will come. Then we'll do as if we're still having a meeting. Then they were told and said, yeah, wow. Oh, wow. Wow, what you said today? They deceived them. And said, let them go away. But you see, as sweet, but guess what I do? I just tell those ones what the police said. Because I'm not snitching with the snitch people. What is snitch? I'm just going to snitch on the snitch. I just told the guys, you know what the police said? They don't want you there. But guess what? Guess what? This old man calls the police and say what I said. But for me, I'm just, oh, you did that? See, I couldn't just take it. You, my friend, you're a waste man. I mean, God forgive us all. Because I said you laughed at it. You did that. But I just thought, yeah, I don't care. They are your people. You said you've worked with them for 40 years. They are your friends. These guys loved validation. They loved pictures with authority. And God was reminding me, don't stay here for too long. The exposure is good for stories like this. But as sweet as that is, it will mess you up. The world as it is set up must not love you after you share your dream. It must be too lofty, grand, too powerful for them to admit. And their hate will force you into accumulating power that will make them submit rather than like. Politicians are the most hated, but they vote for them more. Now Joseph had a dream and he told it to his brothers.
And they hated him even more.
They hated him even more. As this hate was growing more powerful, Joseph was getting powerful. Hate led him into slavery. 3 times or so, he was sold. So when people have come to meet me, how can I be this great? I said, but you are not hated enough. Can you handle hate? Can you handle hate? See, even just among yourselves, someone said something and you're already freaking out. As you want to burn the family down. You know, the women, you know already. You're just saying, we'll burn this work down. Why? Because someone said you stole their jollof rice. Already within the family, you're looking at her like your hops. Like, why? She can't even handle in-house hate. And now she's saying that she's going to run the world. Do you not understand what it means to lead outside there? They want to kill you daily. On a daily basis, there is a plotting going on just because you became a manager at JD Sports. They're plotting on you. You're going down. You can't even handle that. You have to freak out and shout and shout. Can you handle hate? He said, and they hated him even more. Anybody you want to be free from must have hatred for you first, so that you don't care about their validation. And hate took him to the house of Potiphar. And in the house of Potiphar, they were loving him. Potiphar loved him so much that he gave him all the things in his household to handle for him. You can remove that now. And God, looking at the house of Potiphar, the house of Potiphar was too small for Joseph's dream. The house of Potiphar cannot handle Joseph's dream. Are you listening to me? So we learned as the nation family, anywhere, don't move it away from you, anywhere, any door that gets shut from us is just because it's too small to contain us. The moment Potiphar loved him too much, God steered up the heart of Potiphar's wife to cause a hatred situation. A lie against Joseph was teared up in the heart of Potiphar's wife to make him hated in order to endorse him, because the house of Potiphar was too small. In other words, Joseph could have said, look how I'm loved here. Let me settle down here. The wife was giving him everything. Everything looked smooth, but his dream was too powerful for the house of Potiphar. Anywhere we are rejected from, our dream is just too powerful for them. They can't handle our dream. And God says, next level, next devil, next enemy, next Goliath, please. And when we are ready to fight, we say, bring it on. Because we are not afraid of this guy with six toes anymore. Can I hear yes in this house? And all of a sudden, finds himself in prison for things, allegations that are wrong, isolation for things that didn't really happen. all kinds of enemies against him, but yet in that place he was interpreting dreams. He wasn't angry, he wasn't annoyed, he did not seize his gift, he did not stop talking. Did you hear what I just said? He did not stop talking. And people can laugh at him and call him a prison prophet, but that is fine. They can laugh at him, they can say in-depth billionaire. It is fine. It is our dream, and nothing is going to stop us. And one day, thank you, I love this back today. And one day, there is no more choice. All the wise men failed. All the people in the system failed. Pharaoh the king, the most powerful man, the only like he needs. I've been telling you, a day is going to come. The only like we need is one. It is not 20,000 likes. It is not 30,000 likes. One like. One. The only like he needs. A guy that met Joseph in prison. And this guy got his dream interpreted. But he's not the guy to help him. He's just the guy to advertise him. Advertises him to the king. And said, when I was in the prison, I met a guy. He has words. He has words. He has dreams. He can help you. All the system people failed. God took their wisdom away from them. Our day is coming, nation family. Our time is coming, nation family. They will call our mobilizers economists. Did you hear what I just said? It will no longer be mobilizers. They are economists. They are people who know how to find money. They are people who know how to dig out treasure. Don't stop being mobilizers. It is not just a word in vain. It is a word in dream. It is not a word in vain. Step on stage. It's not a word in vain. It's a dream word. It's a dream word. Let it cost it all it can. But don't stop fighting. Our fight is daily. Our victory also will be daily. Don't give up. Our time is near. The fight is near. The victory is in an hour. In a minute. It's not going to take long. We've been ready. Can I hear an amen in this hour? In this house, all the future economists in this house, let me see your hand, everyone. All the mobilizers, all the mobilizers. Wait, put your hands up. I just feel like talking to mobilizers in a minute. Don't sit. Our mobilizers, our economists, those who know how to find resources, those who mobilize others to give. Ask him tonight to hold your heart within this grace. This burden will turn to wonder. Nation family will be the eighth wonder of the world. You didn't hear me? Listen to me. Listen so that you know the kind of dry pit he's driving with. We are not there yet. We're not scratching it. What is leading me, when I'm quiet, what is leading me is a madness, is a beast. Listen to me. This walk will be the eighth wonder of the world. They will never have seen such before. I thought I would hear a shout as a response. So tonight, there is a renewal. Tonight, there's a renewal of fight. Tonight, there's a renewal of choice. Tonight, I want you to burn with a fire like we've never seen before. So, when the Music Nation begins to sing, Hold My Heart, those of you who are in 418 service, you didn't come to a charity service. I won't give you anything. I wasn't sent to build beggars. I won't give you nothing. Why? We've already given our money to the people that need it. You understand that? The people. We are showing ahead of time for them to see who will help them. And they will submit. It is not the family. We don't beg here. If you came here to beg, just know you are not in the right place. Go to Christians. They are the beggars. Yehoshua people don't beg. We fight. Are you listening to me? We fight. We win. We have the mind of a lion, the heart of lions. We do what it takes. So when they begin to say, hold my heart within this grace, where burden turns to wonder, this is going to be a wonder. In few years that the world will behold, I will not rest until this happens. So when they begin to sing, and that's our home prayer mobilization tonight, I want to see all mobilizers, your hands up, you crying to God, I don't want to quit this choice until this burden turns to wonder. If you have your leader and your leader is not fighting, tell them this is a fighter's house. We still fight. We are souls people. We are seed people. That's who we are. And if you get moved to leave where you are and come to the front to pray according to our own kind of prayer, to kneel and raise your hand, all the mobilizers, we need a fresh touch. We need a fresh fire. Don't just stand where you are. Move as you are moved and come to take more burdens. Come to take more force. This Sunday is Founders Sunday. Do not quit. Keep fighting. Music Nation, can I get the same force back? Are there mobilizers in this house? Lift up your hands and tell God, hold my heart within this grace. Tonight, revive me. Tonight, set me on fire again. Can I hear? From Ghana, from Brazil, from Czech Republic, this is your moment.
All the mobilizers, we've heard the instruction from PT. You raise your hands, you raise your hearts, and you just ask God, set me on fire again. If you learn and move towards coming to the front, you can come to the front. It's open. But we're just saying, hold my heart within this grace. That's right. Mobilize us.
Those who are young, those who are new to the house, those who are just joining the family, this is how you get baptized into this, including those who are old. It doesn't matter. Come to the altar and ask God, I want to be part of this work. I want to set on fire for you. Don't become posh in the family to a place where you no longer sing. It's going to affect you more than you think. Those who are new to the house, those who want a fresh touch, come and come into this fire within this atmosphere. There's grace here. Those who are saying, turn my heart. I want to carry this burden until it turns to something. Now I need every energy in this house.
That's right. to come and pray for the people. I want you to have a touch with them, connect with them and pray. If you are not on fire as a leader, please don't come. I need those revival. I need those revive. I need the fighters. I need the mobilizers. I need those whose heart is set on fire. All the leaders. Mobilizers, those who are on fire, speak fire to them. Communicate the fire of this house to them. Communicate the mandate of this house to them. Communicate the mobilizers' heart to them. The heart of a lion to them. Mobilizers, there's a fire in this house tonight. And this is the new definition of the fire of this house, the fire of a mobilizer. The fire of leadership, the fire of seed, the fire of soul winning, the fire of a mobilizer. That's right. Everyone in the house, I want you to sing along. This is your moment. That's right. Everyone from the back to the front.
Right.
Don't sleep now. Those who are watching online, the whole house is setting on fire tonight. The revival fire is here tonight. Everyone watching from home, from the front to the back. Set my heart on fire. Everyone in the house, I want to burn.
It's time to
those who are watching online.
Leaders,
it's a new season.
Speak.
Everyone, set my heart
ice.
From the back to the front. It's mobilization time. This is the foundation where leaders are raised. This is the place where warriors and fighters are birthed. That's right. That's right. It's not just to connect, it's to stir the heart up. Is to plug them into the fight. That's right. Let's continue to say, oh Lord, set my heart on fire. Set my mobilization to the next level. Let me see what others cannot see. Let me hear what others cannot hear. Let me mobilize to a place that others cannot mobilize. Let me change us to a place that others cannot change us. That's the mobilizer's heart. Right. You're praying that God will give you a new fighting ability in this house. New fighters, new financiers, new economists, new everything, new soul winners, new influencers, fighters daily in this house. That's right. From in the house to those watching online. That's a new spirit. Spirit of mobilization that is now gonna elevate us to the next level. Standing, right where you're standing. I don't know if you're feeling how I'm feeling. But nation family, as we enter into Founders Week, I think there should be fire all over this room. Young generation on fire, ready to mobilize, ready to fight, ready. Are you ready? Nation family!
Let me hear you. All the mobilizers in this house, all the nation builders, all the David Spirit person, all the Camp David person, I wanted to shout in this house. It's a new season. It's Founders Week. Fighters Week. Those who are hungry, come to the food. Those who are thirsty, come to the water. Inspire house, in each house, come in.
Family, let me hear you.
Nation family, let me hear you. Thursday night, tell this city we are present, we are visible, we are
touchy. Let's hear you.
All the way from the back. I can't hear you. Is there still fire in this house? Let me hear you. I need to hear
you.
We've come to drop.
Dream 2022,
we dream 2023, 2024, 2024. Nation family, nation family, nation fear family, fearless, courage, boldness, fearless, 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 bold. You can draw, you can draw, you can draw, you can draw. You can draw, you can draw. We've come to draw.
No, say to your neighbor, tell them, are you still drawing? Are
That's
you
right.
still mobilizing?
That's right.
Are you still fighting?
Tell your neighbor,
are you still drawing?
Are you drawing?